Mitzachat Tzmura Paravav Mishnah Aleph Kol Asurin Agabe HaMizbeach Oitzrin Kol Shehen. All animals that are also to be brought as a korban on the Mizbeach. If any one of those animals gets mixed up with other animals, all the animals would be also to be brought as a korban. Since we don't know which one of the animals is also to be brought as a korban, all the animals are also to be brought as a korban. Which animals are also to be brought as a korban? So the Mishnah states, HaRoveh, an animal that was Roveh Anisha, VaHaNirva, or an animal that was Nirva Ayideish, VaHaMuksa, an animal that was set aside to be brought as a sacrifice to the Avodah Zarah. The Kaimer did a Maisa towards getting it ready to be brought as a sacrifice. For example, he washed it off, or he sheared it to make it look nice for the sacrifice. In such a case, it's also to be brought as a korban. VaHaNevet, an animal that was worshipped. They made the animal into an Avodah Zarah, and it was worshipped. And even though it was worshipped, it's still mutter to be eaten, just it can't be brought as a korban. The reason being is that even though when you worship something, that thing is usher bahana, that's the only thing other than animals or something that's attached to the ground. But animals, even if it's worshipped, is not usher to be eaten, but it cannot be brought as a korban. The etznot. Somebody who gives an etznot to a zona, this will be explained in the second Mishnah, u'mechir. An animal that was switched for a dog, this will be explained in the third Mishnah, v'haklayim. And an animal that is claimed was born from an ave, a goat, and a rachel, and a sheep. V'hatrefa, an animal that has a defect which it cannot live for 12 months. In such a case, it cannot be brought as a korban. V'yotzei dof, an animal that was not born in the normal way, it was born with a cesarean section. All these animals, if they get mixed up with other animals, all the animals would be up to be brought as a korban. Ezehu muksa, hamuksa la'avodah zarah. What is muksa? Muksa is an animal that was set aside to be brought as a sacrifice to an avodah zarah, cannot be brought as a korban. Hu asur, hu mashallah mutter. The animal itself would be also to be brought as a korban, but any tachshit, any decorations on it, would be mutter, since the animal itself is being brought as a korban, not the tachshitim on it, the tachshitim are mutter. Ezehu neva, kol sha'oy dinosur. What is neva? An animal that is worshipped as an avodah zarah is neva, nasa, to be brought as a korban. Hu u mashallah asur. The animal itself, plus any tachshitim, any decorations on it, is asur. While the animal itself is only asur to be brought as a korban by somebody who worships a balei chayim, it is not asur to be eaten without being part of the korban, but the decorations on it would be asur b'hana, would be entirely asur. As anything that is worshipped is asur b'hana, with the exception of animals and something that's attached to the ground. Zeh v'zeh mutarin ba'achila. Both a muksa, an animal that was set aside to be brought as a sacrifice for an avodah zarah, and a nevad, an animal that was worshipped as an avodah zarah itself, are both mutter b'achila as long as they're not brought as a korban. Masechet Tmurot Parav Mishnah Beis, Ezehu Esnat. We had in the previous Mishnah that an Esnat Zona is also to be brought as a korban. The Mishnah asked, what is an Esnat Zona? Ha'omer Lezona, Heilech Tleizeh B'scharech, Afilu Me'a Kulan Asur. Somebody who says to Zona, take this lamb as your schar for in Baalah. In such a case, even if he ends up sending her 100 lambs, they are also to be brought as a korban. Even though originally he only told her he was giving her one lamb, but if at the end he gave her 100, they are also. We don't consider the other 99 a matana. Instead, it's all considered Esnan Zona, and they are also to be brought as a korban. Now, that which the Esnan Zona is also, that's only if the Zona is a chayvi lab, or chayvi krisis, or chayvi misus bezin, or a gaya. Somebody in which if you're Baalah, you'll be over on a lav, or krisis, or misus besin, or she's a guy, or a shivcha. But if she's a regular pnuya Yisraelis, she's an unmarried Yisraelis who's not a nida, so therefore there's no iser to araisa to be Baalah, in such a case, the esna that you give her would not be also to be brought as a korban. And so too, a nekeva that gives an esna to a zachar is also not also to be brought as a korban, but a zachar who gives an esna to a zachar, it would be also to be brought as a korban. And so too, somebody said to his friend, take this lamb and have your shivcha k'mana sleep with my eved ivrit. In such a case, Rebbe Omer eina esna. Rebbe says the tlaf that was given to the friend for the right for the shivcha k'mana to sleep with the eved ivrit is not considered an esna zonah. The reason being, even though normally it's also for Yisrael to marry a shivcha k'mana. But an Eved Ivri, the Torah gives the right for the master to marry off a shivcha k'nani to the Eved Ivri, so that children will be born from the union. Those children would be considered Avadim k'nani, since the mother is a shivcha and the Adam would keep the children, they would be his avodim. So Rebbe says, since it's mutter for shifta kana to be given to an avid, every good slide that is given to the friend would not be considered an etznat. The chachamim aimrim etznat, the chachamim say, the slide that is given to the friend would be considered an etznat zona, even though it's mutter for shifta kana to be given to an avid ivri. We're talking about a case where the avid ivri was not previously married before he became an avid ivri. In such a case, the Torah did not give the right for the Adon to give a shikla kananis to the Eved Ivri, so therefore the tzla that is given to this union, since the union is usher, would be considered an etznan zona. While Rebbe argues, he holds that even if the Eved Ivri was not previously married, the Adon had the right to give a shikla kananis to the Eved Ivri. Another pshat that is given to the Mephoshim is that Rebbe agrees that if the Eved Ivri was not previously married, that it's usher for the Adon to give a shikla kananis to the Eved Ivri. But since there are cases in which it's mutter to give a shikla kananis to an Eved Ivri, even in such a case that it's usher, the tzla that is given would not be considered an etznah.